You are listening to an RPA production, where people gather. Ladies and gentlemen, RPA is proud to present Aaron's Horror Show with Aaron Frail.
This is Jason Witter, author, illustrator of Tiny East Vampire and Monsters Eating Ice Cream, and you are listening to Aaron's Horror Show.
Welcome to Aaron's Horror Show Season 2, where we talk about some movies and read some fiction. If you want to go ahead and get a hold of the show, you can always contact me at Aaron's Horror Show on Facebook or Aaron Horror Show on Twitter or Aaron's Horror Show at gmail.com. Thank you for listening and enjoy the show. Welcome to Aaron's Horror Show, and I'm your host, Aaron Frail. I got some good news. I'm able to walk today, yes, for the first time in since January 4th. That's when I broke my leg. I can actually put weight on it, and oh my God, does it hurt. Not as much as when I first broke it. Mind you, that was really the most painful moment, but it hurts to put pressure on it, and, you know, I still need a walker, and, you know, I'm not exactly up to 100% here, but, you know, I can walk. That's a good thing, right? You know, being able to walk, yeah. Something you don't really, you take for granted. It's funny, when I was sitting there in a wheelchair, like, I had a wheelchair when I was at work, and I was just thinking it'd be funny, like, if I started calling everyone who could walk walkies, you know, like, you walkies don't know what it's like. You know, like The Walking Dead, they all have different names for zombies. So, you know, people that walk, they're walkies. They could walk. You know, yeah, that's what got me through it. But now I'm a walkie. So, you know, I can walk. That's great. Not very far. In fact, you know, going from my couch to the bathroom, kind of painful. Anyways, thought I'd give you that update. Things are going well on that front. In other news, you know, I got a new book coming out, Robin Hood of Couches. I think I mentioned the Kickstarter campaign for that. That should be coming in the queue anytime soon here. I'm also going to be finishing Christmas Elf for You. I know it's kind of weird that I'll be finishing it close to summertime, but that's just how this year worked out, you know? I thought I would be finishing in January, but lo and behold, the injury happened, and I'll finish it, and then I'll probably get started on Orion after that. I know there were some requests for Orion, and I definitely want to read that one for you. So I'll do Orion after Christmas Elf. But for tonight, we're going to talk about Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Or the Netflix version, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. If you haven't actually saw this, you should really check it out. I'm going to go ahead and talk about the second season here. So I'm here watching the second season, and man, it's good. Like, I like it. It's a great series, you know. Like, it's so funny, too, because, like, Sabrina is from the Archie comic book series, and if anyone, like, knows the Archie comic books, they're not exactly, like, what you think of as, like, dark horror type of television. But so for those of you that do like horror, like the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina is really good. Like it just really, like, I don't know, it kind of hits it on many different levels. I think they really kind of did very good in this. And the person they got to play Sabrina is the daughter of the main character. I'm blanking on his name. It was the show Mad Men. Very successful, very good show. If you haven't seen it, I suggest you do see it. But anyways, Don Draper. Yeah, Don Draper's daughter. She's Sabrina. So That's who you get to see as Sabrina, and then one of her aunts, Miranda Otto, is of course from Lord of the Rings. She plays Eowyn, which is also the name of my brother's cat. So I can never think of Eowyn without hearing my niece going Eowyn, Eowyn, and the cat hiding. You know, kids and cats don't necessarily get along, and I just picture my niece going Eowyn. And the cat hiding, like, oh, get away from me, kid. So, yeah, I can't think of Eowyn with a straight face. But anyways, Miranda Otto, who plays Eowyn in Lord of the Rings, she's also in the series. And, yeah, it's a great series. And at the end of season two, I really think you should watch it. And I know you're thinking Sabrina. Like, you're talking Melissa Joan Hart, Sabrina, 90s sitcom. Yeah, no, it totally references the 90s sitcom, but it's nothing like the 90s sitcom. Like it's kind of a dark series. They kind of took it in, you know, out of left field. I don't know. It's really interesting, because when I first started watching it, I was kind of curious, like, how much of it is going to be Sabrina the teenage witch with Melissa Joan Hart from the 90s, and how much of it was going to be whatever Netflix is doing with it. And whatever Netflix did with it, they kind of reference that 90s series, but it's nothing like it. It's this really kind of dark, twisted world where Sabrina is sort of, you know, she's ultimately a good character, but kind of a dark character as well. And there's a lot of course, darkness that goes on around her. And when you get into the second season, it gets into, like, you know, the apocalypse and, you know, Satan coming to rule the world and all sorts of fun stuff. and I really think, yeah, if you haven't seen the series, you should really check it out. What's really kind of interesting, and this is something that my wife and I talked about when we were watching it, is that there's a really kind of feminist narrative going on, and you know, I find that kind of cool. You know, I think especially when you look at sort of like stories like, you know, The Devil, it is really kind of like, you know, the women are sort of the subservient characters in that story. Like, if you take the character of Lilith, she's really just kind of subservient in that way. But they kind of take Sabrina and turn her into her own person who doesn't really, like, follow anybody's orders or anyone, you know, no one can kind of push her around. And I kind of like that. Like, I like characters that, you know, are not subservient and can't be really pushed around, and her whole family like is kind of like that. And I think that's what I really appreciate about the series, is that it kind of takes, you know, this idea and it really hammers it home. Now, my wife's critique of it was it hammers it home a little bit too well, in the sense that it's very heavy-handed in its narrative. It's really like, this is what we're talking about. We're going to go ahead and tell you, and we're going to go ahead and beat you over the head with our narrative. And like, I get that, you know, I actually have kind of been accused of that with my, with my own writing. And I would have to say that the ones that, you know, if you, me, I have read my reviews on Amazon, and the novels that get accused of being very heavy-handed, and the sort of moral of the story is kind of some of my earlier stuff, more so than the stuff that I'm recently doing, and you know, so yeah, I totally get that, where you're just kind of really interested in your moral, and you kind of want to make sure everyone kind of understands it, and you kind of want to, like, go ahead and like show you, you know, like, so I kind of get that it's very heavy-handed, but, you know, I'm willing to forgive the heavy-handedness of the moral of the story, and in order to get into the story itself, because I think it's a really, really good story. Like, I think it's really, really kind of cool that she's, you know, taking charge and not necessarily playing the role that everyone wants her to be. You know, I think that's kind of what really draws me to the story, is that everyone wants her to be one thing or another, and she's not. She's her own person, and, you know, she kind of goes through the story like that, and I don't know, it's interesting in the sense that I thought that the season was going to end on a cliffhanger, but it really doesn't. It just kind of ends with this sort of Buffy the Vampire Slayer kind of thing going on where, yay, we're all together and we're going to fight evil now, you know, and I like that. I'm obviously a big fan of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and I want to see another show like that, and so this might be that show, but it's also kind of interesting because I don't know necessarily where they're going from there, because I feel a lot of the stuff they were building within the part one and part two, like, you know, season one, season two, it's really kind of weird to call them seasons because season one came out Halloween and part two came out maybe a week or two ago. So they're really not seasons per se, but I guess they really are just part one and part two. And, you know, it's interesting to see where they go from there, if they become sort of the Scooby gang, as it were, that fights evil, you know. Because especially with part one and part two, they're sort of building up her past and why she is the way she is, and, you know, kind of all this stuff. Like it all the evil that they defeat at the end of season two is sort of the evil that's set up for the entire series. So I don't know. The best way I can equate it is, you know, if you were to watch the Star Wars movie and, like, the new remake Star Wars movies, not remake, but, sorry, the next one in the sequence Star Wars movies, and, you know, Kylo Ren is completely beaten entirely by Rey and The Force Awakens, you know, like, if like, literally, like, Kylo Ren died or something at the end of The Force Awakens and there's no more story left because, like, they defeat the First Order and they take out Kylo Ren and they're like, oh, cool, we beat the First Order, we taken out Kylo Ren, there's, like, literally nothing left to do. Like, if that's how the movie ended, then you would wonder, like, well, what are the other two movies going to be about, you know? And that's what I'm kind of wondering about Sabrina, because they just kind of, like, take what they were building throughout two seasons and just sort of defeat it all, you know, like, oh, there's nothing left to do. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see where it goes from there. I mean, you know, in some ways, like, paralleling it to, like, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, there are times when you think, well, where can Buffy go from here? But they keep going and they keep being successful at it, well, all the way until the very last season of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. We'll just ignore that one. other than the very last season, you kind of wonder where they can go from there, and they eventually do go new places, and it's interesting. So I'm going to give them some credit and say, hey, they're going to go some new places, and it's interesting. So, yeah. Anyways, that's Sabrina, The Chilling Adventures of, so The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, it's on Netflix, it's a Netflix original, and it's good, and you know, there it's kind of funny because there is a trailer for this movie called The Silence that I think I'm going to watch, because it's Miranda Otto and Karen Shipka, which is two people that are in Sabrina, and I was just, you know, laughing with my wife, saying, it's like they decided, you know, oh, when we already got you on the set of Sabrina, so let's just film this other movie. You two, you're already in this one movie. Let's go film this, or this one series. Let's go film this other movie over here while you're here. You know, we got you. So just let's film a movie. So, yeah, it's kind of funny that it's more or less the same cast as Sabrina, but in this other movie. So I think I might check that out. It seems interesting. It seems like a, like, you know, kind of like Bird Box in a way, where it's sort of like a one, here's our little villain, here's our special twist on, you know, the creature feature, and let's see if they survive at the end. So I think that's what it's going to be, and I'll watch it and report and see if it's something that I'm watching so you don't have to. But yeah, that's Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. Go ahead and watch it. It's good stuff. It's very dark, and if you're like really, really, really like scared of the devil, maybe you shouldn't watch it, because there's a lot of devilish stuff in there, just warning you ahead of time. Other than that, yeah, that's my podcast for the week, and it's good to be back and Dewey these again, and you know, I think I'm going to keep them short and sweet. And probably come back at you with some more Christmas Elf next week, or maybe the week after. Who knows? I'm gonna just kind of keep things going as they do, and see what the next day brings. All right. Well, have a good night, and thank you for listening.